A plane carrying the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was targeted by GPS jamming while trying to land in Bulgaria. A spokesperson has said it's believed the interference was carried out by Russia. The plane landed safely after the pilots used paper maps. Senior international correspondent Melissa Bell has more on this from Paris. So, Melissa, good to have you on. What more do we know about what happened here? I mean, pilots reverting and resorting to using paper maps just shows the incredible jamming that occurred here, where the plane systems, essentially the GPS systems, went down.
Froze, that's right. We only found out about this today as a result of the Commission speaking out about it, Eleni, after getting word from Bulgarian authorities that this GPS jamming was, they believe, the work of Moscow. But it happened, of course, on Sunday. This is part of Ursula von der Leyen, Europe's top leader, of course, the Commission President's whistle-stop tour of Eastern Europe, designed specifically to shore up support for Ukraine. On this tour, as she landed in southern Bulgaria, this incident on what was a charter plane, the Commission also recognized that they don't know whether she herself was specifically targeted or the plane in general, but certainly very concerning, as you say, the pilots having to resort to paper maps to land the plane safely. It did land safely, and she was able to carry on with her work, but she pointed out on the tarmac there, after, of course, learning of this incident, but before the rest of the world had learned of it, that there was an urgency that we needed to keep in mind about fighting Russia and continuing to support Ukraine. You can see the images of her landing on Sunday on that airport tarmac in southern Bulgaria safely. But another example, as she said, of the need to keep a very close eye on Russia and continue fighting.